Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Show designed explicitly to share with you the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, to break it down to its lowest common denominator, and once broken down to its lowest common denominator, come to some conclusion. After doing a bird's eye view of critical analysis and our assessment, turning over every rock and every leaf and every twig for that matter, come to some conclusion and make the right application. Because as the song alluded to, we're certainly moving in the wrong direction. Along with me in these studies is Sister Yehuda, who will be taking over Proverbs today. Katra is going to take a little mini break. He's going to get right back on it after Sister Yehuda get through with Proverbs. And Katria from New York City, Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If I fail to mention, Sister Yehuda is from Detroit, Michigan. And Sister Akira is from Hawaii. May the Most High bless each of them. Now, I know some of you may have missed out on the show yesterday and you were wondering what happened. Well, things happen, but we're still here today. Praise the Most High. That being said, I wasn't going to say anything about contemporary subject matters till I saw the fellow they call the president, Joe Biden. See, Joe Biden is giving a lot of speeches, but he ain't giving them a damn vote. See, speeches for little children. Tricks are for kids, silly rabbit. So he giving them all these speeches in Atlanta. But Joe Manchin don't want to go against the Senate because of the fact he don't want no trouble. Man, you already got trouble, fool. You already got trouble. You don't want to make a problem with the Republic, but damn the so-called niggas. Man, and we're still running behind them begging for a damn vote. We all be ashamed of ourselves. Also, I come to find out they put a pig in a man, a pig heart. Yeah, man, they do just like my grandbaby said, y'all doing much. Yeah, they put a pig in a man. So if it lasts a week or two, who knows? Man, you better not come at me with nothing that looks like a pig, okay? You better not even give me pig nails. Pigtails, nothing about no pee. All this nonsense we're on. And last but not least, Cartrell shared something with me on Instagram about how they were feeling over there in Israel about the so-called vaccine. What I'm going to say about it, it ain't working. Praise the Most High. Let me bring on Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehuda, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you for having me. Shalom. I was thinking, you know, today my mother would have been 92. It's a birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday, Mama Rose. Praise y'all.
Yep, she would have been 92. Let me think about that song even more. Oh, but. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Praise
y'all. Also, hallelujah. It was also on television that Dr. Fauci has had threats on his life because
I saw that. Yeah. What's his name? I can't. A little curly head white guy in the Senate. You know.
I said I wrote it down. Oh, we getting up today. We forget. I guess it ain't his name that important.
I forget what I did yesterday, sister.
Same here. I forget what I did this morning. But they caught the guy, even though he had a list of people he wanted to assassinate. And I said, this thing is really getting serious because the truth of the matter, the vaccine isn't going to keep you from COVID. It's just the fact that you claim that you just won't die from it. And they're always saying people who are not vaccinated, I have a higher chance of dying. And that's not necessarily true. It depends on the person. With their immune system, and they do T cell, a factor in the immune system, which that's how they regulate with people with AIDS and other autoimmune disease.
Yes.
And I thought about that, and I said, you know, that's been going on for so long. You know, they're just not giving it to the public. Public's not stupid. But anywho, I'm looking forward to Proverbs. I did some research. I even did research on Isaiah. It was really interesting. So we'll get to it. You can introduce the rest.
Well, I'm sure. Praise y'all. You're going to bring your A game. And I appreciate that. All right, Sister Hootie, let us bring on Cartrio from New York City. Cartrio, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel. Praise Yahweh, my soul, and all that's attending. Bless His holy name. Shalom, family. How y'all doing? Yom Suv. Speak to your hoodie. May the Most High bless you.
We're doing okay, brother. May the Most High bless you, too. Thank you very much.
Good to hear y'all's voices, loud and strong.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Sleepy Joe, right? What he doing for the rights for the black people, the Negroes, the colors, the Democratic Party? We back to square one. All that effort, Martin Luther King, the brother that died, they made in behalf of us voting in the Democrat society. But they saying this is like the pivotal point for American democracy. And it really is. They don't really believe in us having the power to vote and being on equal terms with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that's putting out that stuff about assassinating Dr. Fauci,
mm-hmm.
his name is Senator RuPaul. I call him RuPaul, but his name is Rand Paul. RuPaul. RuPaul.
Somebody beat the brakes on me quite recently.
That's right. RuPaul. But it ain't just Senator RuPaul. It's also that dude that interviewed me on Fox. He did a speech talking about how you could trap and shoot down Dr. Fauci. But he was saying it metaphysically, like you want to trap him and ask him certain questions. But he was putting it in terms of like trapping him like a bear or some kind of wild creature.
These are some valid people, Katra. Some very valid.
They're crazy.
Yeah, you're right about that. Crazy.
They've been crazy. They've been crazy.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of ironic. I was downtown Saturday night at the Marriott, and a white fellow approached me. And I kind of found it odd. Why are they always approaching you if we so scary guys? You know, he approached me, and I was polite to him, but I was running up in your face. Why you keep running up in folks' face if we so bad guys?
Ooh. Funny.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, Cartrio. So, Shuhudi, let us bring you on this thing. We got some long chapters, chapter 10 and Isaiah and the first chapter lengthy. So I'm going to bring on Ezekiel. Ezekiel, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot.
Shalom. May the Most High bless you.
Hey, shalom, elders, and brothers and sisters that's on the line. All praise and blessing and glory and thanks to the Most High. Yeah, for bringing us again together to chop it up with each other, iron sharpens iron, you know, all that good stuff. And I'm pretty much better, so my voice is getting better, so I can do all my little, you know, accents and things. You know, buddy, I'm coming back to you, buddy, so let's get this show on the road and put on the ice.
Praise Yah, Ezekiel, that you're healthy, you sound good, as Scott you alluded to. You sound very good.
Mm-hmm. And too bad he don't speak the languages that he can imitate.
Hey, buddy, I do speak the language.
Well, Katya said he has the inflections right and the nuances, but he can't speak a word of Arabic or Indian. Oh,
gotcha.
Boy. All right, y'all.
Love you, though. Ezekiel the Chameleon. Yes. Don't let him get on your phone and be doing that Nigerian thing.
Exactly. But look here, everybody. Let's get this. I want to keep y'all in mind. Yah in chapter 10 is talking to us. He's talking to the Assyrians. He's talking to us at that time frame. He's talking to the Syrians also about that presumptuous, haughty attitude. And I believe he's speaking in futuristic terms also. May the Most High bless us. Let's get busy, shall we?
And y'all right. too.
Yes.
We read about this particular incident in our history when the Assyrians were going to attack Judah.
Right.
And
yep,
I don't know if you remember what happened, but it was something miraculous.
Yeah, you talking about when they came, I think it was the king, Hezekiah, when the incident happened? Oh, okay. I know it was one of our kings, but I can't, man, we had so many kings. And maybe King Ahaz, I'm not certain,
right.
but I know that they end up attacking one another. So don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Let's get into our sermon. May the Most High bless us, direct us, and order our steps. And let's not be presumptuous. And don't lean to your own understanding. It's not going to work. It is not cute, okay? Praise Yah. And I'm reading that, and some of y'all interpretations are different. Mine is Torah Nimbim Kitufim Tanakh edition. And some of y'all read quite different than mine, okay? So, but that's okay. We're going to work it out. Ha. And he's speaking to us. Those who write evil writs, compose iniquitous documents. To do what? To subvert the cause of the poor. Y'all doing that. To rob the right of the needy of my people, that widows may be their spoil, and fatherless children their booty. What will you do on the day of punishment? You're going to reap what you sow, basically. When calamity comes from afar, the Assyrians he speaks of, to whom you will flee for help. How will you save your carcasses from collapsing under fellow prisoners? Y'all will be stacked on one another. And to be told, it didn't happen just one time. Mark it, on those Atlantic trade, Atlantic slave travels, we were stacked on one another like sardines from falling beneath the slain. Yet his anger has not turned back, and his arm is outstretched still because of his anger, because of our attitude toward one another. Yah cares about how we treat each other. See, some of us want to get self-righteous and assumption, high and mighty. We got warehouses of titles. And we want to treat anybody any old messy, old tacky old way. Y'all said, no, you treat my people the way I told you to treat my people. And I don't like it when you treat them any other way. So you got to be very cognizant of the fact when you're talking to y'all's people. That's why when I'm talking to y'all folks, I try to restrain myself from being toxic and poisonous. As I said, I was downtown Memphis, and I was at the Marriott. A brother, around about my age, I suspect, because he said, Mister, I said, yeah. I said, hold on a minute. He said, I'm hungry. Him being a Hebrew brother, I had no other alternative but to help him. I gave him a $5 bill. I said, well, look here, bro, what's up with you? You ran about my age. He said, well, my check don't get here to the middle of my Social Security. I said, hold on now. Now, I get one of them things, too. Mine come in the air. But he said, well, mine come in the middle. I looked at him dead in his eyes. I said, okay. All right. But see, I can't turn you down because I'm morally obligated, duty bound, when a Hebrew brother or sister come to me and they got some needs and I can meet that needs. Let's go for you, too. You're supposed to meet them brothers and sisters' needs, okay? Yah cares about how you treat his people. It ain't no game, people. And he says, ha, Assyria, the rod of my arm, I'm going to use you. In whose hand? As a staff in my prayer, I'm going to use this nation. I sent him against the ungodly nation, which was us at that time. I charged him against the people that provoked me to take his spoil and seize his booty and to make it a thing trampled like the mire of the streets. But he has evil plans. Assyria has evil plans. He's presumptuous. He's full of pride. His mind harbors evil designs. For he means to destroy not only the nation I'm sending him against, but to wipe out other nations, and not just few. For Assyria thinks, after all, I'm the king as my captains. Was Calno any different from Carmishi? He's referring to that I destroyed them, or Haba from Afad, or Samaria from Damascus. Since I was able to seize this insignificant kingdom, I got them, whose images exceeded Jerusalem and Samaria. Shall I not do to Jerusalem and her images what I did to Samaria and her idols? I'm going to do the same thing I did to the other. I'm something special. But when my Elohim has carried out his purpose on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, he going to sock soul to him, just like this nation. He will punish the majestic pride and overbearing arrogance of the king of Assyria. What he thought, by the might of my hand, I wrought it. By my skill, I'm clever. No, as I say, you ain't that clever, and your arm ain't that strong, and it's too short to box with me. I've erased the borders of people. That's what Assyria said. I plundered their treasuries, exiled their vast populations. I was able to seize like a nest the wealth of people, as one gathers abandoned eggs. So I gathered all the earth. Nothing so much as flap the wing or open the mouth to people against me. Now, here's Yah shoots this at Assyria, and it would apply to us today too. Does an axe boast over him who hews with it? You just an axe to me. You just a tool. Or a saw magnify itself above him who wears it, as though the rod raised him who lifts it, as though the staff lift the man? Assuredly, the solemn, sovereign Elohim of hosts will send a wasting away in his fatness. On his body shall burn a burning like that of a fire, destroying frame and flesh. It shall be like a sick man who pines away. I, the light of Israel, will be that fire, and his holy one flame. I will burn and consume his thorns, Assyria, and his thistles in a single day, and the mass of his scrubs and farmlands. What tree remains of his scrubs? There be so few that a boy can make record of them in their land, in their entire land. And in that day, the remnant of Israel, Most High speaking on us, and the escape of the house of Jacob shall lean no more upon him that beats it. See, just like we're leaning on the American government that beats us, giving us an almighty vote that they keep. Y'all ever seen that thing? It's just like a carrot and a stick. They got the vote and you the mute. And they got that vote. And it's like Prevlo's dog. Y'all didn't hear about that scientific, I know Katria probably, yeah. The scientific, it's called Prevlo's dog. They treating us just like they got us socially engineered and conditioned to be like that mule that's following that carrot. We damn ain't gonna never get it. Just like Prevlo's dog. Cause socially engineered and conditioned. That's why you ain't got a vote yet. And that's why you really think you gonna get one. They done beat the sense out of you. And you think they gonna give you something? They done beat you for 402 years. They done lied for you for 402 years and counting. Now all of a sudden, at their magnificent heart, they love you. They give you a God. They give you the almighty American vote. But yet you're still begging for it. I don't get some of us. I really don't. But Yah says this about Assyria treated us the very same way. But shall lean sincerely. That's what we got to do. Stop waiting on them being Pablo's dog, or being a stick in the carrot. The carrot and the stick with the monkey and the mule, whatever the animals you want to put into it, just falling behind blindly. Here's what we got to do. Here's the solution. He left in place from that time frame to this time frame. On Yah, the Holy One of Israel. Only a remnant shall return. And look here, brothers and sisters. Be assured of one thing. All of us ain't going back. All of us still Prevlo's dog and the monkey, mule, or horse falling behind the carrot, thinking we're going to get it. Just like our founding fathers did in Assyria. We still have that wrong mindset, moving in the wrong direction, as that song alluded to. To mighty Yah, even if your people, your Israel, should be as the sands of the sea, even if you got them all over the universe, all over the world, they are, only a remnant of it shall return, as in that case, as in our case. Destruction is decreed. Retribution comes like a flood. For Yah, my Elohim of hosts, is carrying this out. See, Yah put you in this situation, and only Yah has a solution to get you out of this situation. He told it to our founding fathers then, and it still applies to us now. Now, if you got a little BB gun, and you got some bullets, you got a gun, but you only got 5 bullets, because you can't make no bullets, because you ain't got an army. And then you got a little camp of people, and you think you're going to go up in against this nation. I don't know what you're smoking on, but your ass needs to stop smoking, okay? And look at reality. Be a realist for once in your life. Be a realist under the mandate of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. The Most High gave you the solution. It's an open book test, as Cartier alludes to. Apply the test. That's all you got to do. Some of y'all in these many splendid camps and whatnot y'all got going on, and lying to yourselves and to each other, and then neglecting what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub said to our founding fathers, which applies to us today. Whatever you smoking on, you need to stop smoking. It ain't working for you. It certainly ain't cute. And there is in no solution. Also, he says, for my Elohim, Yah of hosts is carried out a decree of destruction upon the land. Assuredly, thus said my Elohim, Yah of hosts, O my people that dwell in Zion and have no fear of Assyria, who beats you with a rod. Some of us feel the same way in this country. Wears his staff over you, as in the miseries, as they do here to you, for very soon my wrath will spit out. I'm going to get tired of being managed. And my anger that is bent on wasting you, the house, the Elohim of hosts will brandish a scourge over him as when he beat Midian as a rock of Oreb, and will wail his staff as he did over the Mizraims by the sea. And you know how he destroyed them. See, you know, like I said, some of y'all got these BB guns, you got armaments that you can't create any weapons because you don't even know, you don't have the fortitude to do so. You just like the little fellow, the little sheriff on Mayberry RFD. You remember, I forget that little scary sheriff. He had a gun with one bullet. Some of you only got a gun with one bullet. You can't create any armaments. You don't have any bazookas. You don't have any tanks. You don't have any warships. You don't have any armor to speak of. And you're going to think you can go against this nation. Man, I don't know what y'all smoking on, but you can be stop smoking it. Okay? Y'all said, I put you in this situation, I get you out of here. Worry about the wrong thing. Worry about taking care of one another. Worry about treating each other right. Worry about loving on one another. Worry about trying to get your life right. Y'all worried about the wrong thing. You didn't put yourself in that situation, and you darn sure ain't going to get yourself out of it. Open book test. And in that day, his burden shall drop from your back because he wants it to, not because you want it to. And his yoke from your neck. The yoke will be destroyed because of fatness. You're going to get right. You're going to get your mind right. I'm going to bring you out of those prisons and prison camps, not all the way out, in America's or university, wherever you spread out to, and you're going to have a little good times. You're going to have some good times. But you better get your mind right, get right with me, get right with each other in the process. He advanced on I and proceeded to Megron and Mishmash. He deposited his baggage. They made the crossing. Geba is to be one of our night quarters. Ramos was alarmed. The battle of Saul took place. Give a shrill cry, O Bat Galim. Hearken, Lasha. Take up the cry, Anatha. My Minah ran away because of y'all, because of me, not because they were scared of y'all. See, that's what's wrong with us now, Katria, Sister Hootie, and Ezekiel. See, people not scared of us per se. People are scared of the big brother behind us. Big Daddy behind us, that's who they're scared of. That's if you under auspices of his plan. That's if you're not leaning to your own understanding. That's if you taking care of one another. That's if you loving one another. That's if you not mistreating the widow woman. That's if you not treating the orphan. That's if you not taking care of the needy. That's if you trying to get yourself right under the auspices of the Most High plan, not your own. It's true. And last but not least, the dwellers of Gibeah sought refuge the same day at Nob. He shall stand and raise his hands on the Mount of Phazion. And I want y'all back as much as y'all, some of y'all want to come back. O hill of Jerusalem, lo, the sovereign Yah of hosts will hew off the tree crowns with an axe, the proud, the haughty, the tallest ones shall be felled. The presumptuous lean into their own understanding, the lofty ones cut down. The thickets of the forest shall be hacked away with iron. And the Lebanon's trees shall fall and the mess shall. See, I don't want no any kind of folk back here. That's what y'all saying. When it was talking to our founding fathers in that time frame, I don't want no any kind of y'all back here anyway. Those that don't want to listen to me, those don't humble themselves to me, those don't love on their brothers and sisters, I don't really want you back here. And they ain't coming back here. So, if you have any plans on going home, which I pray that you most certainly do, put in some work. Most importantly, put in something on you. May the Most High bless you. Sister Hootie, Cartrell, and Ezekiel, the Most High bless you. Y'all have the floor and the mic.
Sir, you're supposed to be a lot different from mine.
Yeah, I gave advance notice. Go ahead, brother.
In particular, I'm going to read from 24 to 27.
Okay. Praise y'all.
Praise God. And it shall come to pass in that day that the woman that you sought out, and such that have escaped of the house of Yaakov, will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on Yah, the Holy One of Israel, and truth. The remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty Elohim. For though your people, O Israel, be as the sand of the sea, a remnant of them will return. The destruction shall overflow with righteousness. So there's a righteous destruction that's going out, even for our people. If you ain't walking the path of righteousness, destruction is coming for you. Yah Elohim of hosts will make a determined end in the midst of all the land. Therefore, thus saith Yah of hosts, O my people, who dwell in Zion, don't be afraid of your sins. And we know that in 2 Kings 19:35, when the Assyrians were coming to attack Judah, the Most High sent his angels out, and they killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. That's in the book of Kings 35.
Exactly.
So that's what happened here. So y'all hosts will make a determination.
Cartrell.
Yes.
Magnify the fact to the students that Israel didn't have to do anything.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Point I'm trying to make out.
So we could jump to that portion real quick. Can read it if you want.
Yeah.
First Kings, 1935. Y'all got it?
Got it.
Is it 1935?
No, it's not 1935. It's 2022.
That's a good one. And then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent word to Hezekiah, saying, King Hezekiah, this is what Yahweh said. Because you have prayed to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard you. This is the word that Yah has spoken against him. See, the virgin daughter of Zion has shown contempt for you and mocked you. She, the daughter of Jerusalem, has shaken her head behind you. Whom have you taunted and whom have you blasphemed? Oh, I'm supposed to be in 35. Did it happen?
I thought it was King Hezekiah.
So I'm going to jump down to verse 35 or 32. Therefore, this is what Yah says about the king of Assyria. He will not come into the city, nor shoot in the air again. And he will not come before it with a shield, nor heap up an assault ramp against it. By the way that he came, by the saying, he will return. He shall not come to the city, declares Yah. For I will protect this city and save it for my own sake and for my servant, King David's sake. And it happened that night that an angel of Yah went out and set 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when the rest got up early in the morning, behold, all of the 185,000 were dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and returned home and lived in Nineveh. And it came about as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer killed him with the sword, and they escaped to the land of Ararat, and his sons Esrahadon became king in his place. So the Most High sent one angel to kill 185,000 Syrian soldiers that we just read about in this chapter. It was King Hezekiah.
And it certainly ain't no Marvel cartoon character, all right? Y'all been inundated with these Marvel cartoon characters. That angel was no Marvel cartoon carrier, okay? Cartoon.
And the 27th verse, it says, so it will be on that day that his burden, the burden of our oppressors, will be removed from our shoulders, and his yoke, the yoke of our oppressors on your neck, and the yoke will be broken because of the anointing oil. I don't know how many people's books say that, but I'm reading here that I'm reading says the yoke is going to be destroyed because of the anointing oil.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, you got two other lead students, I'm sure. They may have a different interpretation. Well, the fine analysis, Kytrill, and fellow students, is this. Whether is that all or not? The efforts for you being free is not by your many splendid efforts, not by your one gun with one bullet, like you on Mayberry R&D, okay? Or not by your efforts in your camps or whatnot. Y'all said, I'm going to take care. Y'all worried about the wrong thing. Go ahead, Kytrill.
I'm pretty much done. I was wondering how the other books read.
Okay. Well, Ezekiel and Sister Hootie, they're next up, and I'm pretty sure they're going to tell you their interpretation.
No, actually, it's similar to what Kytrill was saying.
Right, okay.
You know, right. So I don't think it's that different. I think the wording, but as I was reading along, it's the same meaning.
Exactly.
Just words are turned around, like,
right.
But there's a lot that I was reading along. It's similar.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what Kytrill was saying.
Yeah, y'all going to put it into work, fine analysis.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ezekiel.
Yes, sir.
What's your commentary, brother? Are you are your comments on what's said?
Basically, from hearing, you know, and, you know, what I'm looking at and stuff, like, the Most High is pleading for love, you know. You know what I'm saying? How we're supposed to turn back to him instead of getting punishment for the business that we, you know, keep doing it there. Instead, you know, he hurt his feelings, basically, and he just wanted to show us his love by, you know, we got far left on him, and I think what everybody does, I think most of us that got to speak in the Heavenly Father is tired of having to go through, you know, chastisements and curses and, you know, so forth and so on. And you know me, I just like to bring out the law. Law says you have the same thing. Verse 1 says, and it's a fucking
sad thing.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Ezekiel, were you at in the cave of Machpelah?
Say that again?
I said, were you at in the cave of Machpelah?
Oh, no, I jumped over to Deuteronomy 28.
No, he said you sound like you in the shower or something. Okay.
Oh, hold on a second. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I said, okay, here we go. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, it says, it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently after the voice of Yah, thy Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded thee today, that thy Elohim, thy power, will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, that thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Most High thy Elohim. And then we have verse 15 that says, but it shall come to pass that thou shalt not hearken unto the voice of the Most High thy Elohim, who have heard to be all his commandments and his statutes and commandments this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So, you know, as we read in Psalms, you know, how the Most High said, it's a beautiful thing for brethren to dwell in unity. You know,
right.
All of this stuff is that as we, you know, we get on here and we keep saying about love, because the Torah is love. It teaches you how to love your power, your El, the Elohim, you know. It's teaching you how to love your own people today. It teaches you how to treat the other nations out here today. And if you're claiming that you're tired of this or, you know, so forth and so on, you know, then we have to make the adjustments. We got to make the changes. You know, do what the Most High is calling us to do. So we don't have to keep going through all of these things that we read about our ancestors and what we've been through. You know,
right.
Because we're doing the same today. And we have every single example through the open book test, like Elder said. It's a cheat sheet. You got all the answers right there, and you got the experience of what's going on, what went on with our ancestors, and that's still going on today. It's like you got to ask yourself, you ain't sick of this? You ain't tired of this? And you still want to keep looking like that guy? Why you still got his hand out towards you and stuff? When are you going to change? You going to die in your sin? You going to keep doing trespasses and transgressions against them, even against your own people? When are you going to say enough is enough? You know, that's the question everybody on here has to answer themselves. So we can move out of this, so we can have land, be in peace, have our own self-sufficient stuff that takes care of our own people and stuff. And most of all, the one back in the second allowing us to do this is heavenly album. So you just got to ask yourself that. But that's all I have to say.
Okay. All right. Well, I just say this, brother. Just next time you're doing this, stop trying to open up them can of SpaghettiOs while you're on the show. I know you got two daughters. You got to feed them. Get you some real spaghetti. Only thing you got to do is put it in the pot, let it boil, and let it chill on your meat on the stove. Put the sauce together. Open up some can of SpaghettiOs. It's not going to work. Okay? Right?
Oh, I get why you're talking fast today, Elder. That's what's on your mind. You're trying to hurry up to get off the show so you don't stuff your face, I see, huh?
No, truth be told, I think, no, the day after tomorrow, I plan on putting on some beef ribs and some steak. I'm going to fix me some baked beans, and I'm going to fix me some cauliflower. Yeah, I'm thinking about that. So I'm going to do that the day after tomorrow. Or tomorrow, I don't know. I got the meat out for me. I get tired of eating turkey meat and pastrami, okay? I want some real food, bro. From scratch.
I
get tired of eating SpaghettiOs out of the can, okay?
Hey, I'm up in I'm with two brothers right now. His car garage, his shop, does painting and detail and body work and stuff, so that's what you're hearing right now. But
okay.
They listen to It wasn't SpaghettiOs, it was ravioli.
Ravioli.
Neither one of them are perfect.
All right.
Now I'm close to food. Huh?
I know that right, brother. Well, thank
ravioli
you.
Ravioli and spaghetti.
Ravioli and spaghetti. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Yehudi. And thank you, Ezekiel. And thank you, fellow students, for studying right along with us. Now we're going to get to another. This is the first chapter of Proverbs. And we got a female entity. When it speaks about wisdom and understanding, it speaks about a female entity. And so we have a sister, and she's going to express herself through the words of wisdom and understanding. May the Most High bless us. Let's listen up. Let's study right along with her. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And I thank you, brothers, for all that you do and have done and will be doing. So praises to you for showing righteous character.
Praise Yah.
All
praise
praises to the Holy One of Israel.
Praise Yah.
Proverbs. Chapter 1.
Chapter
it's
1.
It's going to be interesting.
It's a doozy.
Yes, I love it. I love the first chapter. Mind read is wise. Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For knowing wisdom and discipline. For understanding the word of understanding. Let's see. For receiving the discipline of wisdom. Righteousness, right ruling, and faith. For giving insight. Which is true. Knowledge and direction to the young. That's beautiful. Knowledge and direction to the young. The wise one hearts and increases learning. No, the wise one hears, I'm sorry, and increases learning. And the understanding one gets wise counsel. So many of us today don't want to receive wise counsel.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Instead of talking over people, instead of just listening.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to listen. Quiet because I learned so much.
Mm-hmm.
For understanding a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. Not many of us know the riddles.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of God, the beginning of knowledge. I fear the Most High because I know I don't have any power but to be able to be. Fools despise wisdom and discipline. Yes, they do.
Amen.
My son, yes. Heed to the discipline of your father. And do not forsake the teaching of your mother. For they are fair wreath on your head. Fair wreath, I'm sorry, on your head. And chains about your neck if you don't. My son. If sinners entice you, do not give in. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive, like the grave, and entirely like those going down to the pit. And like Ezekiel was saying today, we do that. All we were killing, murder, enticement. Let us find all precious goods. Let us fill our house with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. We all have one purpose. My son, do not walk away with them. Keep your foot from their path. And then hurry to shed blood. For in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush their own life. Such are the ways of everyone you stand. It takes away the life of its own. Wisdom calls out loud, out loud. She raises her voice in the broad place. Hallelujah. She's wisdom. female entity at the head of the noisy street. She cries out at the openings of the gate. In the city, you speak a word. How long, you simple one, would you love simplicity? And shall scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? Turn at my reproof. See, I pour out my spirit on you. I make my words known to you. Because I call you and you refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no one inclines. And you spurn all my comfort and would not yield to my reproof. Let me also laugh at your calamity, mock when your dread one, your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, let them then call on me, but I answer them. Let them seek me, but not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear. Fear not. They did not accept my counsel. They despise all my rituals. Therefore, let them eat the fruit of their own way. Let them be right in their own eyes, I suppose. Let them devour themselves and be filled with their own counsel. For the turning away of the simple slaves. Wow. Complicity of fools destroys them. But whoever listened to me dwells safely, and is at ease from the dread of evil. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, I like that part. Two parts stuck out to me: the Father and the Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear that, our Father is the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and our Mother, in some semblance, is wisdom and understanding. And this last part, and the last part, you said, we'll be secure without fear of evil. And that's why we're not concerned about COVID-19 or anything else for that matter, because we fear Yah. Our trust is in Yah. It should be. And so you ain't got to worry about COVID-19, Omicron. They may have another X or Y next week. Ain't no telling, because they scared of everything. And they trying to get you in that same mindset. But if your mind is dependent on our Father, the Most High, and our Mother, the spiritual entity, which is wisdom and understanding, and you put your trust on them, and those two, you're resting security. That's my
take. Let me make a simple statement. Hold on, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us, through the years, have gotten cold, flu, sinuses? Even as a child, we've hurt our knees, bent our knees, some broke bones, childhood diseases. Is it any different today?
No. Truth be told, Sister Rudy. Car liver oil at the Most High goes a long way, okay?
Because it's worldwide, it's why they're making a big fuss.
Exactly.
But truthfully speaking, has anyone hear of other nations and what they have to go through? We hear very little information. And as you said, truth be told,
mm-hmm.
Other nations may have a better handle on it than the United States. Saying, we don't know.
Well, you know,
I
concur with you on that. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I concur with you on that. See, this country, this nation, this smorgasbord, patchwork of different nations trying to be unified together, they are rebellious. Yeah, they are rebellious. They rebelled against their king, and they rebel against one another. And so I'm not in the least bit surprised them running up in the 6th of January last year, rebelling against them. These are rebellious, crazy people, okay? So, no, I don't put my trust in Dr. Nguyen, the little Asian doctor, Dr. Fauci. I put my trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and wisdom and understanding.
Did you want to say
wisdom? she's letting you know that she cries out all the time. Wisdom shouts in the streets. She raises her voice in the public square. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. At the entrance of the gate, in the city, she declares her fame. So you can't say she's not there. Wisdom is out here. How long, you naive ones, do you love simplicity? People love simplistic thinking.
Right.
They don't like the discipline of pursuing wisdom, not the understanding. Why? Because the foundation of it all is the fear of Yah. It starts, right? Wisdom, to know wisdom and instruction. And you discern things of understanding, receive instruction in wise behavior, righteous, justice, and integrity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge, and discretion. A wise person will hear and increase learning. And a person understanding will acquire wise counsel. So you're not that smart and you think you know everything. A wise person knows that he doesn't know everything. You have to go to the people that know. That's why you go to wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and the riddles, the fear of Yah is the beginning of it all. You got to fear Yah. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's why we have fools there, because they don't want to be taught. They don't want to really learn wisdom and instruction from Yah. And from section 8 to section 19 is an indictment on gangbanging. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction. Don't lie in wait for innocent blood. Don't roll with the gangbangers that seeking to take life and get rich, because it's leading them to Sheol. They don't know that they're setting a trap for their own law. And then again, the Most High said, wisdom says, because they hate knowledge in 29 and did not choose the fear of Yah. Again, it goes back to the foundation of the earth. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of your holy understanding. They did not accept my advice. They disdainfully rejected every rebuke from me. So if you're seeking wisdom, you may be rebuked because you're walking with a lack of understanding. And rebuke is not all bad. People take rebuke the wrong way.
Bocatriel and Sister Judy, may I interject something? It goes along with the territory. When you get wisdom and understanding, don't take it personally. Rebuke and correction is needed. Because why you want to walk around saying and doing something that you know ain't right? Rebuke and correction goes along with the territory of attaining wisdom. And then a fool going to hate that. You can't tell me nothing. Somebody need to tell you something. But as Cartier said, a fool hated with rebuke.
Anything you're learning, you have to learn, right, from a teacher.
Exactly.
And when a teacher's teaching you, they're going to tell you when you're wrong. That's
right,
a form of review.
Right.
So me, I studied E75, martial art, right?
Right.
I couldn't tell my sensei, you wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to learn from him, right? What must I do? I must try my best to listen to the instructions so I can perfect what he's teaching me. And when he rebukes me and tells me that I'm doing wrong, I can't get mad at him because he's telling me I'm doing it wrong, right? Like,
that's where
I'm going to give you a
question. I'd like to
knuckle
be
push-ups.
Yeah. That's
knuckle
where
push-ups.
I'd like to be.
Yeah, we had to do knuckle push-ups on concrete, right?
Right.
So people cheat. When you do knuckle push-ups, you have to use the first two knuckles on your hand, right? People tend to use the last two, the pinky knuckle and the other knuckle by the pinky. When you punch somebody in a fight, you have to use the first two knuckles. In order to do that, you have to get those knuckles conditioned so they condition our knuckles on the concrete. People cheat.
Right.
They do push-ups on the first two, but you're not getting the benefit of the ability to punch someone, because if you punch someone with those two other knuckles, you're going to break your wrists, right?
Right, right.
And that's what the teacher's trying to tell us. So you have to go through the discipline of putting your knuckles down on that concrete, the first two, and doing push-ups until you get used to them. After you get used to them, they don't hurt anymore.
But I want to know, because it's hard for me to fathom, being 65 years old, and living life and with my experience and observation. It's hard for me to fathom at this age. Why would somebody want to be a fool? Why you don't want to be corrected? Why? It's just hard for me to fathom. Y'all go ahead.
No fool like an old fool.
Right, but it's awesome.
And I wanted to end with this. I'm going to finish this.
Okay.
That stood out to me. Because people that disdainfully reject and rebuke wisdom, she says, they shall eat the fruit of their own way. You've heard that before. You reap what you sow.
You reap what you sow.
Right?
And
will be filled with their own steam. Right? And that don't just apply to gangbangers. It applies to nations as well. For faithfulness,
faithfulness
the naive will kill them. Right? So you can't be faithlessness. You can't be faithless to the Most High. That's going to kill
right.
you.
Right.
Complacency of fools. You happy with what you know. You don't want to know nothing else. Wisdom says it's going to destroy you. But whoever listens to me, you have to seek wisdom, will live securely because she put you in tune with Yah and will be at ease from the dread of evil. If you walk in the path of righteousness, you're shielded from all things that are evil in the earth.
Exactly.
It's like Job. What is the most
more in name? You know, what Katria was saying, he took it right out my mouth. I was going to say the same thing, the same wavelength.
Right.
I was opening my mouth. He said, that's what I was going to say, the turning away of simple slaves them. But go ahead, Katria.
I'm just commenting on what you threw out there.
It's good. I'm saying it's a good thing because it was exact words, 90% of what I was going to say.
But Yah is showing cause and effect. Everything is a cause and then as effect as a result. And people don't realize such a hooting contrary and Ezekiel. That if you do something that's contrary to what the Most High said, that's cause and effect. It's a domino effect. You can't get away from it. Yah said you're going to reap what you sow. Now you keep being a fool, you're going to suffer consequences. Keep being, can't anybody tell you nothing. Let me tell you something. I put in my mind, you know how we used to watch Ren 10 10 when we were children? Now, a lot of y'all don't know who that is out there. A lot of you still.
Right,
Associate Hooty and Contra and I, we knew who Lassie was, Ren 10 10. I listened to Ren 10 10 and Lassie if they trying to tell me something right. Okay? So y'all got to get in the frame of mind and study the Most High, most importantly. And if you're going to get in this, stand for correction, man. It's not bad. It's a good thing. Why do you want to walk around a fool? And let me tell you something about my wife. And I have to commend her on this. Man, I really didn't think much. We were at a concert this weekend. And the young ladies kept dropping their purse. They were putting it behind them in order to secure their purses. But it kept falling through their seat. And my wife, she kept giving the purses back. Said, did you drop this? Did you drop that? And because she knew, because, you know, she was raised by a Hebrew Israelite. Her father was. And so she knew that you ain't going to get nothing out of taking nothing that's yours. Now, because she and I, and we were crooker than a dog's hind leg, we could have walked out there. It was dark. Didn't nobody know nothing. We said, we get ghosts. But now, that wasn't ours. You don't take nothing that ain't yours. And she going to get a blessing behind that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't pay no mind. I ain't looking at no woman person. My name ain't RuPaul. So I wasn't really paying no attention to it like that. Playing all your horses. Damn, all you want. My name is RuPaul. My name
is his name is Rand Paul.
Oh, my name is my name ain't RuPaul. I saw my wife keep giving the purses back to them, and I asked her, "Was they own something? Because the purses were expensive. Because knowing about what she says, because women know about purses, she said they were Vuitton. What is that? Start with a V.
Versace.
Yeah, Versace and something like that. So, we don't get down like that. We try. It's not saying we don't make mistakes as human beings. But there's certain things you don't do. And just like the Most High says, you're gonna lay wait for folks to do harm to people. You're going to reap what you sow. in any kind of fashion. You can't do that. There's consequences and repercussions. And see, that, Sushi Hootie, I'm so happy. I had my doubts about you on Proverbs, but you did a good job. Since you ain't ready, really? Because time back ago, you was in the big leagues. You know, before Cottrell come on, and you were doing the thing. But you had taken a sabbatical, and I said, Sister Hootie, I called Cottrell. I'll be honest, I said, Cottrell, you think Sister Hootie going to be ready for the A game? You know, she been on a sabbatical. He said, Sue, I take her. I said, no, I ain't going to do that. I'm gonna listen. And you did a darn good job, sister. You brought the A and the double A game. I appreciate that.
Well, see, I don't have no doubt because, first of all, the reason I asked Cottrell, because
right.
I was going through some stuff. When people go,
right.
See, this one will tell you what love is when you have the love for the Most High.
Right.
People misconstrue it.
Right.
You have a format that people can come on.
Right.
They can just format now that you read a chapter a day and you go into Proverbs.
Right.
A chapter and we have discussion.
Right.
That's your format.
Right.
Cottrell is knowledgeable and humble and patient. And because you have been a good friend to me and we all go through some stuff. That's the way I was raised.
Right.
Even though I was going through some stuff, I said, I still got to look out for the brother.
Exactly.
That's what Israel is supposed to do.
Exactly.
And I sat and talked with both him and Rea.
Right.
And because I saw a worth. So I never had a doubt about your abilities. It has nothing to do with what I like or don't like. It's when a person is going in a direction.
Right.
That is positive. Don't have to always agree.
Right.
And very few of us look out for one another. It has nothing to do with male or female. I love my family.
Right.
I do not look for nothing back. You're not supposed to. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But whoever listens to me dwells safely and at ease from the dread of evil. And that's what I get back.
Well, look here.
I'm able to dwell in my safely. No evil come upon me. I ask the Most High that I do no evil to us.
Well,
sometimes
I tell you,
we have to take a break. Sometimes we have to step down to regroup.
Yeah.
But if you put somebody in there.
And I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. I'm glad you regrouped, though. Because, see, as I said, Sister Hootie, and I give you all the credit. I don't take credit, but credit ain't due me. If it wasn't for you, I don't think the Real Talk for Real People show would have advanced on a projection, the proportion that is advanced on, if it wasn't for you. If it wasn't
for you,
there wouldn't have been no Cottrell. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't have been no Ezekiel. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't have been such Yakiri. So I give you the benefit of the doubt. But
because I love my people, we have to be an example. It's not that, like you said, we do everything right.
Right.
I love you, Cottrell, Ezekiel, Yakira, your gatekeeper, Deborah, her daughter, just named the few. I love all of you.
Right.
You're my people. You're my family.
Right. We
and
love you too.
Family, the way it's supposed to be through Yah. Yes, I'm interrupting you.
Right.
We're supposed to look out for one another, but we listen to one another and see what the needs are. That's all. Anywho,
praise Yah. We love you too, sister. Praise Yah.
Harry.
Yes. Yes, my brother Cottrell.
Hey, Sushi Hootie, you got my number, right?
No.
Write it down. Hey, give me a call tomorrow sometime. 901.
Hey, wait.
Man, you old folks, y'all get on my nerves.
I know. back in the day, we get on just.
You
I
know we
from,
forget
stuff. Cottrell.
We need to have a pen close by, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah, okay. That's fussing at me. Okay,
901. Yeah, 303. 303. 4961. Uh-huh. Yeah, give me a call tomorrow sometime.
Okie dokie.
And Ezekiel, that don't mean you. I'm talking about Sister Hootie. Don't call my number, Zeke, okay? I said Sister Hootie. Ezekiel, do you have any commentaries, our dear brother and friend, on what Sister Hootie said on tonight? Do you have any commentaries?
Yeah, real quick, I got two laws I just want to bring out
okay.
What was being said.
By all
Proverbs.
By all means.
And this is Exodus chapter 23 and verse 1 through 3. It says, thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrestle judgment. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. So basically, you know, I'm just doing this part out and just giving two examples in the law where it talks about you got a group of people who planning to do, plotting to do something wicked against your own people and stuff. Therefore, they trying to talk you into it and bring you in and walk with them to go do these, you know, malicious things and stuff. You know, this is a big no-no. So when when Yehuda was bringing out Proverbs, you know, as it says, Spirit of Wisdom, she crying out, like Elder says, through all the gates. That's the whole world around you and stuff. So when I heard those words, it sparked in my mind. Oh, that's Exodus. I can give two examples. Exodus chapter 23 and then Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verse 6 is what I'm bringing out right now. It says, Deuteronomy 13, verse 6. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or the son of, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy father, namely of God, of the Elohim of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shalt thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thy hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones that he died, because he had sought to thrust thee away from Yah, thy Elohim, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. If thou shalt hear and say in one of thy cities, which the most, so I'll stop right there. That's the whole point of following, you know, this mischief. That's a cancer. The sin is a cancer. It corrupts any and everybody. One rotten apple will spoil a bunch.
Spoil a whole bunch.
You know?
Ezekiel, isn't that the case or what actually happened to Rachel? I mean, Rachel is her father's household gods, right? Right,
yep.
A household item. And her husband spoke words on it. Okay? So, now, you know, everybody knows the story of Rachel. And everybody knows that was the lover of his life. But he spoke, but unbeknown to himself, when he spoke those words against Rachel, cost her life. But actually, what part did Rachel play in it? Rachel knew better. She know her husband was a Hebrew Israelite. And he didn't worship one God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, one God. She knew that. She knew that, man. And then why would she take her father's household idol in the first place?
Right. And then, not only that, and the effect of that happening, look, his stepfather, Labar, came in there, and he came through Jacob's tent went inside this man's home and started searching through his stuff and all of this and that and the other stuff.
But he, but he had respect for his elders. Not only his two older parents. There was his elder, and there was his father-in-law, and he was family. So based upon those premises, I don't think Jacques would have allowed nobody else to do that. But he was family, he was an elder, and he was a father-in-law. So I think he conceded to him on those points. And I don't believe he believed Rachel. Rachel or Leah would do that, but it just goes to show you in your own household, people can be doing some things you don't think they can do. They would do.
Yep, and this is why a lot of separation needs to be going on. Like I said, you know, the tares grow up with the weed and stuff, you know, and the Most High has to come through and, you know, take down the tares and stuff. Just like if you ever did any planting, you know, landscaping, or gardening and stuff, like you can tell the weeds that be amongst all the, you know, flowers, vegetables, or whatever you're growing and stuff, you got to tear them stuff down, even though this thing called buckthorn. Buckthorn will literally choke up, you know, any type of shrubs or whatever you're trying to grow and things. It's like a cancer and stuff, or even stuff when you prune it. You prune stuff back and new things grow. The trees, or whatever you're doing, it blossoms even more. So with that being said, it's like, you know, all of these situations that we're going through, as we see in the book of Proverbs, it tells us not to follow these wicked individuals or go laying on your bed thinking of mischief to do against your own people and stuff. So, you know, this is stuff that all of us got to stop, reflect on, think about, you know, and sometimes when things do happen to us, it ain't always, you know, because you did something wrong or whatever. Sometimes it's just misfortune. And that's actually in the book of Psalms. I forgot which chapter, but it tells you that sometimes you have misfortune and stuff. So, you know, everything is always a curse or chastisement or something on the Most High. It could be something that, you know, could have just happened out of the blue, you know. But regardless, you know, one way or another, just to back those up and bring in the door, that's just showing love. You know, so we keep the peace, our power, our essence of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then we keep the peace amongst our own brothers and sisters and from all the other nations and stuff. Because, again, you're an example on this earth that's supposed to show all nations of the earth and your brothers and sisters how to live accordingly to the Most High because you represent his name. So if you ill, like, you making his name without work. It's vain. It's vanity. But anywho, it's all. Oh, and you know, I'm thankful, you know, Most High gave me to Mr. Yamsu about his going down memory lane about his Tonka trucks and toys and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then also, you know,
see, there you go. See, there you go.
He said, The Deuces, Leroy Greenhair. I've been waiting a long time for this, Leroy. Anyway, I had to say that, but I'm done. Hello.
Sorry, Catriel.
Did they get scared of firecrackers? Where y'all at? Cricket? Hey, I know y'all didn't hang up on me. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
Hey, man, look here. You know what? If you spend more time opening up them raviolis and SpaghettiOs, you'll be all right.
He got a piece of somebody.
Yeah.
We just speak one day. Y'all, you're going to be big and strong like me. Don't worry. You catch a growth spurt, you know, it came a little late.
I hear him talking about Yum Soup, but I tell you this, Yum Soup cooking baked beans from scratch. He got some beans, he got molasses, he got some turkey bacon, and he got some onions. That's real stuff, not ravioli and spaghetti.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, turkey bacon.
I told my brother
bacon.
I got a craving. I must be getting better for a cheeseburger.
Right. Cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like this cheeseburger.
Hey, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that turkey bacon, you know that's a code name for I chill eat swine.
I don't like turkey. Something wrong with that turkey.
No, I mean, when it's baked in the beans, it's just like bacon. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I like turkey bacon. You know, it depends. A lot of folks don't know how to cook turkey bacon.
If you bake
turkey bacon in the oven, it come out hard and crisp, just like other bacon. You gotta know how to cook it.
Mm-hmm. Patriel.
I'm here.
Okay, he's so quiet. He said hands raised, and he wanted to speak.
I just hope we don't turn this into a Marcus Stewart show. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know what, Cadriel? Truth be told.
Truth be told, Cadriel.
This is a smuggler's boat show. The primary entity is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. But you know, when we start digressing, we'll turn it into anything. But now, what we turn it into is be constructive and positive eating according to the word of Yah. So that's a good thing. A lot of folks don't know how to eat right according to Yah. We helping them out that way, too.
And if y'all keep advocating SpaghettiOs and ravioli, y'all on the wrong track.
No, that ain't me.
But you brought it up.
Uh-huh. Well, because he was over there opening cans of SpaghettiOs and raviolis, whatever.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get back to the foundation real quick because when I first came on the radio show, it was that masculine feminine principle. We had the family night on Friday. The sisters was bringing that family vibe. Brother V.I. was bringing, you know, that vibe that he brought. And it was a balance. And we kind of lost that balance. But this first book of Proverbs, King Solomon himself, brings back the balance. You not only have to listen to your father, you got to listen to your mother too. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and don't ignore your mother's teaching. So it has to be a balance. We have to hear both from the masculine side and the feminine side, because our women can teach us a whole lot, especially our mothers. My mother taught me so much. It's pouring out of my pores. But anyway, it's good to hear the voice of our sisters back giving instruction to the nation, because sometimes we get overloaded hearing, you know, that masculine energy. And we don't need, you know, to have that imbalance. We need that balance.
We need that balance. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to call Yakira. Tell her to come on tomorrow.
And I stayed corrected, Katya, when I called you. And you're definitely right. I could see this. I could see it, man. It was just so obvious. You know, so that's why I said correction is not wrong. You have to be corrected and humble yourself, and then let it play out. And then when you see it play out, man, if you get it wrong, you know, and we need to stop getting out of there. Well, she telling me what to do. Man, hold on. Everybody can tell everybody what to do. That's the problem. And then don't nobody want to tell them, because they just want to keep doing what they're doing. Don't want you tell them to do nothing. And then they ain't going to tell you, come on, man, that don't help you. That don't sharpen you.
Don't take it personal.
Right.
Take the bitter with the sweet. I think Jermaine Jackson said that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take the bitter with the sweet.
I must admit that you were correct, since Judy brought it on, and I'm very appreciative. That being said, so Shahudi, Ezekiel or Katria, do y'all have anything to say in closing?
Praise God. Give thanks to the Holy One of Israel. For everybody's life that's on the phone, for the life of Israel, for Yahshua. And may he continue to bless and be with us. Go to that website, yahwillgather.us. Raise this nation up to give glory and honor to the Holy One of Israel.
Praise
Y'all. I'm going to call my son, see if tomorrow I can get my cheeseburger.
What kind are you going to get, Sushi Hootie? is a special place in Detroit that makes them like that?
I may have to go to the store, make it myself.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll have a bun instead. But those were good with the white bread. Remember them back in the day?
Man, what you said? Ooh, make you slap your mama, but don't do it.
There you go. And
happy birthday to your mother. May the Most High restore and bless her soul.
Right.
Praise
you. Something else. I call her my little Jewish mama because she was short and she loved money.
I just call her Mama Rose.
Yeah.
And she called me, she called me Radio Man.
Rose,
by any other
name, still a rose.
Still a rose. Ezekiel. What is Ezekiel? You got any closing remarks, commentaries, or whatnot?
Yes, sir. All the praise, blessings, and all the glory go to our heavenly Yahweh, El Yah. And all the brothers and sisters that's on here listening and stuff, show the heavenly Yahweh how much love.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. This is
the same thing on Sisters and Sisters. And that's it.
I just want to tell Cartrell and Sister Hootie and Ezekiel and the fellow students that loves the Most High. I missed y'all yesterday, but I'm feeling good today, and we doing it for the Most High, and praise and bless his holy name. Now, we don't know where y'all going, fellow students, but we know this for certainty. You getting ready to get out of here. Praise the Most High. And we offer you some parting gifts. No, we cannot give them to you, but we can send you to the right source. Go to the Most High and ask for a new spirit, a new heart, just like King David. See, that new spirit and new heart will work for you. Anything else will work against you. Because King David was a man after the Most High own heart, and he said it, I didn't. So if the Most High says it, it ought to work for you. It's working for me. It's working for Cartrell. It's working for Sushi Hootie. It's working for Ezekiel. And we assure you, it'll work for you too. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Ezekiel, Cartrell, and Sushi Hootie, you want to say bye to the people, fellow students. Ezekiel,
Shalom.
Cartrell. Okay.
Shalom.
Cartrell.
He went to sleep.
Man, Cartrell just like me, man. He on my age. He got me by a month ahead. He's about as long as I do anyway. Go ahead.
Good night, T.C. Love you.
Love you too, sister.
Shalom, Israel. Mother
told.
May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom. And good night.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold and bleeding now. Gonna let you down. We're broken people.
I won't never be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got them eyes on the prize, and inside them, damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name, right now. I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today. Like, I'm all on my own now, but won't ever let you down. Won't let you down,
down.
Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel. And anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is me.
We're broken people now.
Rap addict, giving it every part of myself on the real. You would think I'd be asthmatic, allergic to your bullshit. Yeah, that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it tatted right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting. So we be equal for my son and my sequel. And anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
me. We're broken people now.